Ah, good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I'll bet some of you feel like you'll never get to sleep tonight. On the way home from the Christmas Eve service, I saw my neighbor's kids sprinting back and forth across their front lawn. It was pitch dark, below freezing, and they were still in their church clothes, but I get it. It's an exciting night, but let's see if we can wind down together. I'm coming to you from my big comfy chair beside my Christmas tree. This is my favorite chair in the whole wide world. It's where I start most days, drinking a cup of coffee, reading my Bible, and saying some prayers. It also just so happens to be right next to where we put our Christmas tree each year. And so, during the month of December, I'm accompanied in the dark of the early morning hours by twinkling lights, ornaments full of meaning and memories, and the smell of a live tree. It's also where I always end Christmas Eve night every year, sitting right here after everyone else has gone to bed. The funny thing is that I'm probably the most tired out of everyone in the house, and my kids are more than likely still rolling around in their beds due to their excitement. But I like to pretend that I'm the last person in the world who's awake. And this year, you're here with me. As I sit here, I think back over the day. I especially love how the Christmas Eve services end when we sing Silent Night. As the song begins, we turn the lights off and just one candle is lit. Then we start to light each other's candles, and so as we sing, the room grows brighter and brighter. By the end, everyone is holding their candles high in the air, and the sanctuary has a warm glow. It's a beautiful reminder that when we share God's love with each other, the light and love of God is multiplied, and we can light up the world. I also think back over the whole year. I know that's more of a New Year's thing for most people, but for me, I do it on Christmas Eve. I think about all the ways God has been with me through everything, good and bad, and I say a prayer of gratitude. And tonight, I've been holding in my mind and heart a prayer written by a friend of mine named Tanner Olson. God, keep me from hurrying through all the things I hoped for. Amen. Maybe a good way to respond would be to take some time together and name what you're most hoping for as Christmas comes tomorrow. As always, if you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Tomorrow sure is going to be exciting, isn't it? And I'm sure it feels like you've been waiting forever for it to get here. If you've been with us here on the podcast over the last month, you know we've talked a bunch about waiting. What I love about Tanner's prayer is that it names a challenge a lot of us have. When the thing we've been waiting for finally gets here, we face the temptation to rush through it. Specifically on Christmas, you may be tempted to tear into all your presents right away. You want to see everything and play with everything. And if you do that, you might have one big rush of excitement, but then it's all over. Last year, my son was 16 months old at Christmas, so he was old enough to kind of get Christmas. He got the hang of opening presents and seeing what was inside, but he had no sense that there were more coming. He had a brand new toy in front of him, and he wanted to play with that. So we just let him play. And once it seemed like he was ready to move on, we surprised him with the next one. It took him basically all morning to open everything because he took his time. Now, I'm not saying you need to do that tomorrow. In fact, I'll bet now as a 2-year-old, he won't be doing that again this year. But I do think there's a word of wisdom in Tanner's prayer that we can carry with us into Christmas. We've been waiting for this day so long. Don't let either the excitement or the busyness of the day cause you to rush through it. When we slow down, even just a little bit, and pay attention to the people and activities around us, we might just notice that we're in the middle of a blessing. Or as one of my favorite TV shows once put it, we can recognize the good old days while we're still in them. To close, let's pray Tanner's prayer one more time. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. God, keep me from hurrying through all the things I hoped for. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get some sleep if you can. Tomorrow's a big day.